Hey there, everyone. Brian here.
Hi, my name is Joe.
Well, this is it. Day three of our adventure. Huck and Jim are in a lot of trouble this time, as we saw in day two.
That's right. As we left them off yesterday, Huck and Jim had gotten into some trouble when they met these two men. One was around the age of 30. Mm-hmm. The other one, they said, was around the age of 70. Mm. But they were strange. They were odd, was the word we used to describe them.
Right.
Because although they were poor, they looked to be poor and begging and desperate.
Yeah.
They said, oh, well, we're descendants of royalty. Mm. Our family rules over a country or an area somewhere. He's the king,
yeah.
And I'm the duke.
Yeah.
But they were just really weird guys, and it turns out they were not to be trusted. They were tricksters. And they proved this because later they took Jim and they tried to sell him. They did sell him to the townspeople once they went down the river and they reached a town.
Hmm.
And that's where we left our two adventurers at the end of day two. Jim was going off to be sold. Huck had to figure out exactly what he was going to do next.
Yeah, it seems like a big task for him to somehow go and save Jim all by himself from these townspeople. There's probably a lot of people. Maybe they have guns or something like that.
Pitchforks and torches.
Yeah, how exactly is Huck going to do this? But that's what he's thinking about right now, and we'll soon find out when we get into day three of our story.
Reading. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huck finds out that Jim was sold to a nearby plantation. He's not sure at first if he should help a slave, but then decides to rescue Jim. Huck also hears that the family there is expecting a visit from their nephew, Tom. As Huck approaches the home, he sees his friend, Tom Sawyer. It turns out that Tom is the family's nephew. Huck tells Tom about Jim's enslavement and convinces him to help with the rescue. Meanwhile, a mob tracks down the Duke and the King and hauls them out of town. Back on the plantation, the boys see that Jim is being held in a shed. They use several plots and tricks to finally break him free. The three escape, but a plantation worker shoots Tom in the leg. As Jim cares for Tom, he's arrested once again. Luckily, some good news arrives. Apparently, Jim's previous owner legally freed him before she died. Huck's father died as well, and Huck can now return to Missouri. Yet, Huck decides against that, and instead he departs for the West in search of more adventures.
The story continues. Huck finds out that Jim was sold to a nearby plantation. If you're wondering what a plantation is, it's a place where crops such as coffee, sugar, or tobacco are grown. So, like we were talking about earlier, in America, people were brought from Africa to work to grow, help grow and harvest these crops, and the places where they would work we called plantations in English.
That's right. Most of the slaves that were brought mm-hmm. from Africa to the Americas, these are the places where they ended up working on. These large plantations, huge mm-hmm. farms, mm-hmm. where they grew those products that Brian has just mentioned. Coffee, sugar, or tobacco. Those were the main ones. And they had to work very hard, very long hours. And they were slaves. They got no pay. And mm-hmm. they were abused, mistreated, beaten. It was a very terrible life to be born into or taken into.
And that's kind of what makes it a plantation, is because the owner, instead of being what we would think of as a poor farmer, was usually very rich. He could have a very big, nice house on this plantation.
That's right.
Hmm.
Well, let's find out exactly what goes on next. The article goes on to say he's not sure at first if he should help a slave, but then decides to rescue Jim. Now, what does rescue mean?
Hmm.
Rescue means to save somebody from a dangerous situation, if they are in danger. Like, say, if somebody fell into a river or into a lake and they were drowning.
Yeah.
And you jumped in and you pulled them back to shore, back to safety.
Mm-hmm.
You could say you rescued them. Firemen, for example, they rescue people from fires. Policemen and policewomen, too,
mm-hmm.
they rescue people from dangerous situation. So rescue means to save someone from danger.
Well, the story continues. Huck also hears that the family there is expecting a visit from their nephew, Tom. Now, a nephew is the son of your brother or sisters. So let's say you have a sister. She has two boys. They would both be your nephews. And if they were girls, we would say they are nieces.
That's right. And you would be there. Uncle.
Uncle.
That's right.
Or aunt. So what happens to Huck next?
As Huck approaches the home, he sees his friend Tom Sawyer. Okay, this is kind of a blast from the past, a character we've met before in one of the other famous books by Mark Twain.
Hmm.
It turns out that Tom is the family's nephew. So there's that word again, nephew. Huck tells Tom about Jim's enslavement and convinces him to help with the rescue. So now, at least he's got a little bit of help from an old friend.
Yeah, I think Huck is really lucky.
Incredibly lucky.
Yeah, he hears the name Tom, and he thinks, well, I wonder who that is, and it's Tom Sawyer, his best friend. And Tom agrees to help Huck rescue Jim. The story continues. Meanwhile, a mob tracks down the Duke and the King and hauls them out of town. Track down. I wonder what that means.
Track down means that you're going to follow someone and find them. You might not know exactly where they've gone, but you will follow some clues, some information. You might see some footprints going through the mud down a trail.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might ask people, have you seen these two people? And they might tell you, oh, I saw them go off that way somewhere.
So is that, I guess, how a hunter sometimes finds animals? They'll track down?
Hunters, yes, they will track animals. They will find them. They will, again, they will follow tracks, or they will use tracking animals. There's tracking dogs that will use the power of their nose to find scents in the air and track them down as well. So we saw track down as a phrase. We also saw the word mob, too. We'll get to that a little bit later, but track down is today's shortcut for you. So let's go to a clip now that will teach us a little bit more about that phrase.
Shortcut for you.
The bank robber is getting away. We've got to track him down.
Why would we get on the track? The train is too slow. Let's take a call.
Officer Jillian, let me explain it to you. To track something down means to find or chase that thing.
Now I understand. Track something or somebody down just means 追踪. Well, let's hurry. We're going too slowly to track him down.
It's okay. I've got this cool app. We can use it to track him down.
Wow, that's so cool.
But no Wi-Fi.
Okay, let's track down an internet connection.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so we just heard before the break that a mob found the tricksters. Now, a mob is a large group of people, usually one that is about to cause trouble or violence. So if there's an audience watching a concert, you know, a show, we won't really say that's a mob, but
that's just a crowd.
That's just a crowd. But if the crowd decides to become violent and grab someone, then we'll say they became a mob. So this mob hauled the two men, the Duke and the King, out of town. What does it mean to haul something?
To haul means to pull or drag something. It means you're using force to move something that is either difficult to move,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps in this case, like a person who does not want to be moved, who does not want to go with you.
Hmm.
We could say that a truck can haul something, or we could haul something heavy on the ground. Yesterday I talked about doing a favor
mm-hmm.
for a friend,
mm-hmm.
moving furniture from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were hauling his
yeah.
things from place
yeah.
to place. It was heavy. It was difficult, not
mm-hmm.
easy. So that's what it means to haul. We could also say horses often haul things because they are work animals.
Hmm.
But what about Huck, Jim, and Tom, though? What happens next to them?
Well, back on the plantation, the boys see that Jim is being held in a shed. They use several plots and tricks to finally break him free. Now, a shed is a type of, not quite a house, but it's a very, very small building where you would keep tools, maybe things for cutting crops, or some people have sheds outside their houses and they keep things like, you know, things to cut the grass.
You
or
keep
gardening.
Your lawnmower in there.
Yeah.
Anything that you would use in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
Behind my old house, yeah, we had a
mm-hmm.
shed. We called it the tool shed because
mm-hmm.
you keep tools, things that you use for working around your house in there. You don't want to keep them inside the house because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're dirty, they're covered in mud or dirt
sharp
or oil, things that
mm-hmm.
you don't want to get inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
So you put them outside in this smaller structure known as a shed.
Well, the story continues. The three escape, but a plantation worker shoots Tom in the leg. As Jim cares for Tom, he's arrested once again. So this is really bad news. Just as Jim, Huck, and Tom manage to escape, someone from the plantation fires a gun and hits one of them. Then Jim gets arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are arrested, it means that we are taken in by the police or some sort of law officers and usually put in jail or prison. We could say, for example, that a thief is arrested after the police find him, or anybody who commits a crime, and the police finally catch him or her, in that moment, they are arrested.
That's right. Well, the article goes on to say, luckily, some good news arrives. Apparently, Jim's previous owner legally freed him before she died. So if she was freed,
mm-hmm.
if he was freed, I should say,
huh?
it means he was set free. He was given his freedom.
Mm.
Back during this time of slavery, slave owners could decide if a slave was going to go free. They could just say, okay, you're free now, you can go,
mm-hmm.
you can work for money like everybody else can, you no longer have to be a slave.
Mm.
And usually they would have some sort of official document that they would carry with them
right.
so they could prove that they were free men. That's actually what they were
mm-hmm.
called. If you were African American and you were not a slave, you were called a freeman. It was
mm-hmm.
one word, F-R-E-E-M-A-N,
mm-hmm.
or free man. It just meant
yep.
that you were not a slave, and you had this piece of paper saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a slave, I'm not going to go work on your plantation,
right.
I'm free to work just like everybody else.
And when the Civil War ended, if you ever learned in history class, eventually President Abraham Lincoln signed something, and slowly, one by one, each of the states said, okay, we won't have slaves anymore. We will free all of them.
That document was called the Emancipation Proclamation.
Hmm.
So if that's your history lesson for today.
And it says that apparently Jim was freed. When we say apparently, it means that as far as we know or we can see, something has happened. So we could say that apparently someone has stolen some of my food from the refrigerator. I don't know what happened, but as far as I can tell, I don't really know all the facts, but apparently, I think this happened.
That's right. It's apparent based on what you can see in front of you. So if you say, apparently, somebody took my food from the fridge, it means you looked before, the fridge was full,
mm-hmm.
you open it again, it's half full. So apparently, mm-hmm. there is some food missing. All right, let's continue on with the article now. Let's get into the next sentence. It says, Huck's father died as well, and Huck can now return to Missouri.
Hmm.
Yet Huck decides against that, and instead he departs for the West in search of more adventures. Well, this sounds exactly like something Huck would do.
Yeah.
You know, he's free now, he's safe.
Mm-hmm.
What does he want to do right away? He wants to depart and go on more adventures. Hmm. He wants more fun, more excitement.
Now, that word depart sounds like something we might hear at an airport, like departures, and that's because it's a related word. To depart means to leave, especially in order to start a journey. And that's exactly what Huck wants to keep doing. He has this chance to go back home and live with his adoptive mother and become well-mannered and well-educated. But he says, you know what? I'm going to go to the West and see what's out there. Maybe there's cowboys and horses and who knows what.
Yeah. Well, another big thing that was going on back then was the western part of the country was just starting to open up.
Yes.
People were just starting to go out into the West and settle the land, to go there to become farmers, or like Brian said, to become cowboys.
Yeah,
or
ranchers.
Ranchers, open up businesses, open up saloons, hotels. Mm-hmm. And basically, this is when all the towns, all the cities that would become part of the American West were just starting up.
Yeah.
So that would be a big adventure for anybody. And of course, Huck would be attracted to this. He wants to depart. He wants to leave and get out there and get a piece of the American West for himself.
Yeah, a lot of people even went to places like California and Alaska because they found gold. So everyone thought if they head out there, they can become rich, strike gold or strike oil or something, and you know, become a millionaire.
And get their fortune. Exactly. Hmm. Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of the adventures of Huckleberry Finn. We've got a happy ending and kind of an open ending, too, because Huck is heading off to find his fortune in the American West. Well, we are out of time for today, but before we leave you, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, if you could go on an adventure anywhere, where would you go?
Well, I've always been kind of attracted to kind of dangerous places, places where not very many people go.
Mm-hmm.
One place I would love to go on an adventure is Mount Everest.
Okay.
Not to climb to the top, because I don't know anything about mountain climbing, and I think that would be too dangerous, but maybe just to go and see it.
Right.
Just to go look at the tallest place in the world. They call it the roof of the world, because it is the highest point you can possibly go on the entire planet. And I just think it would be amazing even to go to the bottom of it and just look up and see it there, and maybe have a bit of an adventure there as well. Go up.
Right.
Part ways, maybe. Something like that. That would be really cool. But what about you? If you could go anywhere for an adventure, where would you go?
I was thinking something like Tibet or northern India as well. I think that's a very unexplored kind of area to most people. You know, how many people do you know have ever been there, have ever...
Not a lot of tourists go there. A lot of tourists go to India, but not necessarily the north of the country. They stick to, like, the major centers, but... Like, say, the northeastern portion of the country, for example. Not very many people go there, so it's still kind of an untouched place.
Yeah, I was kind of inspired recently. I'd read a book about a guy who grew up in northern India, a British guy, and he hunted man-eating tigers for...
Like the Bengal tigers.
Yeah, these tigers killed 40, 50, one of them killed like 400 people over, you know, 10 years. And he said, okay, I'll go out there, I'll find it, you know, in the mountains by myself. And so that sounded like a really, really great adventure.
Does sound like a lot of excitement. So what about you guys? Would you guys go to climb mountains or search for man-eating tigers? What kind of adventures would you like to go on? All right, that brings us to the end of our program. We hope you've enjoyed learning all about the adventures of Huckleberry Finn over the past 3 days. And we do hope you'll join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Sentence for You.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Sam. As the great Steve Jobs once said, if you do something and it turns out pretty good, then you should go do something else wonderful. Not dwell on it for too long. Just figure out what's next. 哇哦，贾伯斯啊曾经说过，你如果出色地完成了某件事情，那你应该再做一些其他精彩的事，不要啊在前一件事上面留恋太久咯，想想接下来该做些什么。 OK， 这句话呢里面说到了 It turns out pretty good， 结果很不错， Turned out 就是我们今天要来讨论的片语咯。 在课文里呢 Huck 把 Jim 卖给了一户人家，结果发现呢 It turns out that Tom is the family's nephew。 哦，原来啊 Tom 啊是这户人家的外甥哦。 Turned out 你有很多不同的用法哦，在本课课文里面呢 It turns out that It turns out to be是有呢结果原来的意思哦。例如呢，我以为啊做一只这个 smartphone 呢要花三分钟。 I thought that it took only 3 minutes to make a smartphone。 哦，经过啊实际测试发现哦， it turns out that it actually takes 10 minutes。 哦，原来啊要花大概10分钟才可以做出一只智慧型手机哦。同样的例句呢，你也可以用 find out 发现这个片语来改写哦。I found out that it takes 10 minutes to make a smartphone。 哦，我发现啊原来做一只这个智慧型手机哦要花10分钟哦。另外啊 turned out 表示结果的时候呢，也可以使用 end up 来代替哦。例如呢，最前面提到了 Steve Jobs 的这句话 It turns out pretty good， 结果很不错，你可以改成呢 It ends up pretty good，一样呢是结果很不赖，做得很好的意思咯。 turn out 可以关掉的意思哦，例如 turn out the lights 把灯关掉，但是呢这个片语啊只适用于关灯，而不适用于其他电器哦。 turn out 的同时呢也可以用来指啊这个到达或是参加。 lots of guests turned out for the party， 很多的宾客呢来参加这个 party 哦。 turn out 呢还有制造产出的意思。 a production line turning out laptops，生产笔电的这个生产线，所以呢我们现在知道 turned out 除了可以表示结果怎样，原来是怎样哦，它还有关掉电灯、出席、生产、制造这些意思哦。 OK， that's the sentence for you today. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huck finds out that Jim was sold to a nearby plantation.He's not sure at first if he should help a slave, but then decides to rescue Jim. Huck also hears that the family there is expecting a visit from their nephew, Tom. As Huck approaches the home, he sees his friend, Tom Sawyer. It turns out that Tom is the family's nephew.Huck tells Tom about Jim's enslavement and convinces him to help with the rescue. Meanwhile, a mob tracks down the Duke and the King and hauls them out of town. Back on the plantation, the boys see that Jim is being held in a shed.They use several plots and tricks to finally break him free. The three escape, but a plantation worker shoots Tom in the leg. As Jim cares for Tom, he's arrested once again. Luckily, some good news arrives. Apparently, Jim's previous owner,legally freed him before she died. Huck's father died as well, and Huck can now return to Missouri. Yet, Huck decides against that, and instead he departs for the West in search of more adventures.
Vocabulary Review.
Rescue. The firefighter rescued a family trapped inside a burning apartment building. Nephew. My nephew is now 3 years old and likes to call me Uncle. Mob.An angry mob went to the castle to protest against the king. Arrest. Police arrested the thief hours after he broke into the bank and stole money. Apparently. I thought Jake was at home, but apparently he went on vacation. Depart. The ship departed from Yokohama, Japan, and went to California.